that game.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
To Two Queens and a what?
A bowl of what? Wei Wei noodle?
Wei Wei noodles.
Really tasty.
They are good, aren't they?
Yeah. Nepalese, right?
Yeah.
Mike has taken it upon himself to learn how to make a dish that we get at a local restaurant, the Woodside Cafe.
Woodside Cafe.
And so, Nepalese dish with... Well, why don't you tell us about it, Mike?
I'm not going to have my mouthful.
Well, there's cucumbers and tomatoes
and onion.
Cilantro.
And chili and cilantro.
And is it ramen noodles?
No.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. It calls for Wei Wei noodle.
Oh, Wei Wei.
So I looked at Wei Wei noodles online. And the only way I can get a two-pack for $35...
Or it seems pretty expensive. It
seems expensive because I can get a 30-pack for
$16.95. Weird.
So I don't understand, but I got the 30-pack.
Yeah.
And so we can have this a lot, but it's just, it's really easy. You just, it's like ramen noodles or instant noodles and stuff, but it's a Thai noodle.
And you don't cook them.
No.
For this dish. You could cook them. You could cook these noodles.
And with this thing, it also comes with two seasoning packets and a three seasoning packets in each thing. And you put that in, too. I'm not even sure what's in there.
You put it in here today?
Yeah.
Well, it's very light.
It's very light. It's spicy because there's chilies in there.
Got a good kick.
There's one jalapeno and one small green chili in there.
A small green chili.
I don't know what kind it is.
It's really good.
It's a thin, long, thin one. Mm-hmm. So... I just thought, well, I can make this up in half an hour.
Yeah, this feels like, it feels, I don't know, somehow it feels very Top Chef-y. Like this would be something that they would try to like put their spin on or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel that heat. Like Padma would say, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like that heat. With the juice of two limes.
Oh, you know what? You know, the one thing that I might say to anybody who's making this, I feel like a peanut would be nice. That's like the that I feel like it,
peanut
that would
work.
Be really nice.
I also think the other problem is you have to eat it right away because the noodles get uncrunchy.
Well, what you'd probably do is fix it. Well, actually, there's a lot of moisture in here. I was going to say just squeeze the lime on before you serve it. But you have tomatoes and cucumbers. There's a lot of...
Yeah,
no, you just eat it fast. Really nice.
It's good though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real what a Renaissance man. What a Renaissance man. Because usually we always get sweets.
I know. Well,
and this is decidedly not sweet.
Well,
and it is still
delicious.
Where
did you get the recipe?
Online. I don't know. It's called the internet. I don't know.
WeiWeiNoodle.com.
I don't know what the site was. I just looked it up.
Just Google Wei Wei.
Wei Wei.
How would you spell Wei Wei?
WeiWeiSadaSadeko.
And that's three words.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wei Wei Sudoku.
No, Sudoku.
Wei Wei Neil Sadaka.
Yeah, you might have been able to buy these noodles if you went to like an Asian market.
Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely probably true.
It's too bad we don't have like a Nepalese market around here.
You might.
Well, I'm sure the Asian market
has a
closed,
Nepal aisle
before it closed.
Yeah.
It closed?
Now we don't. Yeah.
So do you just have, surely you have Indian markets though, still open?
Oh, yeah, they might have them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do still have the Indian markets.
Patel brothers or Patel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So,
actually, some of those little ones might be Nepalese.
Yeah, they could.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the podcast that wasn't going to happen, much to Mike's chagrin. It has happened.
Why wasn't it going to happen?
Well, because I...
But once again, Megan,
prioritize
your life over
your
the podcast.
Sunday, you're becoming a nun and Sundays are hard for you now.
I'm going on a hike. I'm going hiking tomorrow.
Oh, if I had known that, I would have said no.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are you going with? Communists?
A
women's cooperative?
Why communists? That's so funny.
I don't know.
No,
because you're labor.
We're going on a hike in the Palisades.
Oh, so, and who's going?
Jordan and Rima.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The regular gals.
The regular hiking gals, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How are you going to get there?
Rima is very graciously going to pick me up.
Where?
In Astoria.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's going to pick me up service. at the coffee shop because I'm going to get us coffee. But yeah, mm-hmm. She's going to pick me up. Yeah, so that's very kind of her. We were supposed to, the last time we went hiking, we went, I think we ended up not so far out of Beacon. Uh-huh.
So you have to cross the George Washington Bridge, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where the Palisades
yeah,
are.
She might not drive me all the way home. She might make me take the subway from uptown. Depending on
okay.
traffic. Yeah.
Whoa. No, that's not. Actually, what you should do is take that bus that crosses 125th Street.
Oh, the 30?
No, the 66.
The 60. There might be. It's definitely the 60. Maybe there's more, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's a good. That is actually a very good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't take the subway
yeah,
down. And back
yeah.
Up.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Excellent. Excellent piece of advice there. Yes. Planned. Last time we went hiking, we went closer to around Beacon, and Rima lives in Pelham, and so that was like that hike was like around her, and so we were meant to be trying to do a hike more around Jordan, who lives in wherever Rutgers is, New Brunswick.
But nothing's near there.
Yeah, and it turns out it's like Rima's so much closer to this one too, so that didn't really work out. But they both have cars, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway. And so I suggested this afternoon and you were like, sorry, can't.
Yeah, because we went to an amazing play.
What? Do I hint hashtag S? I mean,
well, let's take a little break
S.
and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
We just started recording,
but we were talking about what is spicy in Boston.
Yeah.
And what did you say?
Not unless baked beans are a spice.
And then you know it was done. And then a couple seconds later, you go.
Well, because I'll tell you why. Because I thought of Cindy Knight Rider.
Uh-huh.
Her family does not like spicy food at all. So much that they don't like black pepper.
Oh, wow.
Holy
wow.
Shit.
Wow. What about Cindy? Same boat?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That is fascinating.
Well, Cindy could have eaten the way.
Yeah, no meat in that.
Yes, Cindy.
Way too spicy,
vegetarian.
Though, probably.
Vegetarian.
No.
She
can cut the,
she can cut
the chilies.
Yeah, don't put the chilies in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She can.
Yeah, there are ways to deal with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah.
Interesting.
But, you know, very good. Mm. Okay, so
yeah, what'd you see? Violet?
Lucy,
yeah.
Oh yeah, Violet was Sutton Foster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lucy, which was basically about a middle
class nanny?
White lady who has two kids but no husband.
Why not?
No judgment, you know.
Oh, so they don't get into why?
Oh well, no. The father of the first kid wasn't interested in being a father, so she had it on her own. And then she got a sperm donor for the second one.
Oh.
Because even though she is a radiologist with a fucked up schedule and
hands
barely,
full with her first,
can barely parent her first
one.
Job, she wants a second one.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
And she hires this kind of freaky deaky, you know,
nanny, free spirit, although she has all these amazing references, but also the years don't add up.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like,
uh-oh.
You know, like, how long have you been a nanny? Because she doesn't look that much older than the woman who had the kid, and she claims she's 57.
Yeah.
Which, that was a bold lie, right? That she's not 57.
I have no idea. The longer this play went on, and it went on longer and longer, the more I just hated it.
Wow.
Although it was less than 2 hours. And it did kind of, like, it ended, and I'm like, is that the end?
It's kind of like a Into the Woods thing, where you're like, oh, maybe this is the end, and then no.
As a matter of fact, it ended, and no one clapped.
Oh, because you just, because they didn't like it, and you just couldn't tell.
Because I couldn't tell it was over. It was like,
Oh, that's so fascinating. Well, how did it end? Spoiler.
It was kind of like we built to that.
Was there death?
They fire the nanny. She fires the nanny.
But the nanny comes back
and kills everybody?
No. No, that's what we wanted.
That's what we wanted. Yes.
We thought it was a crazy nanny. No.
It's called Lucy. Lucy's the name of the daughter.
The daughter.
I thought Lucy was going to die.
Oh, so Lucy was going to die. Yeah.
No.
I thought that they should change the name of the play to Karen. Because it ended, I'm like, oh, poor white women.
Also, all these when these women are alone together, all they do is complain about Lucy. And every time you see Lucy, she seems
perfectly
like a really happy,
seems like a really dear little kid.
Dear little kid, yeah.
How bizarre. So how did it end? It just ended?
Fires her.
Oh, that's right. She fires her.
And she complains and then nothing.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she fires her in a very passive aggressive way. She's like, oh, it's not you. It's you know, because she's just too nice. Because, you know, as a white woman, she's so polite that she never hurts anyone.
But she's not nice. She's a bitch, too. And I hated this. I'm like, oh, thank God I'm gay. Mm.
For the kid part?
For the fact that I don't have to deal with women.
I mean, that's not entirely true.
Remember how I said, if that.
Careful. We don't want you to be canceled, Mike.
My God. I've been canceled like so many times. But this was, you know, it was like when I said about A Beautiful Noise, if the creators of that, their intention was to get me to hate Neil Diamond, they succeeded.
Then it was a good show.
If the woman who wrote this show wanted me to despise women,
then success.
Good going.
Yeah, I see.
And just privileged white.
Were there any men in there at all?
No, there's just two of these two women and the kid.
Only one of the kids.
Yeah, the other one's a baby.
Well, the other one's a baby. Oh. Every name, then you see them carry around this thing, but it's.
Yeah.
There's no live baby. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's a fake
no
baby.
No live babies off.
No baby. No baby.
Oh, is that a rule?
No. Well, it's
you would not do it.
You just would never, even on Broadway. When's the last time you saw a live baby in a Broadway show?
Ooh, that's a very good question.
I think the ferryman.
Was there a real baby? That. I don't.
There was 20 people in that cast. Yeah, it was in Ireland. They have big families.
Yeah,
and I think it was a live baby.
You might be right. I'll Google it. But otherwise, I can't think.
I mean, it was not on stage very long. It was on stage for a few minutes.
Yeah, but, I don't know why they would do that. Did it crawl?
No, actually.
What makes you think it was a live baby?
Because they had like 5-year-olds and 2-year-olds. And I mean, they had so many kids on.
Well, the LA Times, which I think is maybe. Oh, no, it actually looks like I can read it. I thought it might be paywalled. But I'm just going to read the title of the article, which is Change Diaper, Enter Stage Right, How These Babies Became the Youngest Actors Ever on Broadway. And it's from The Ferryman.
Yeah, I thought so.
But how old do they say they are?
Okay.
Well, they have diapers.
You said they're 2 years.
The little scene stealers rotating through the role range from 7 to 10 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, why would you even bother?
Yeah.
You didn't see that play.
No, I did.
It was long, but it was good.
That was good.
Yeah. Who was in that? Finula? Finula
Flanagan. She played
the
Aunt Mary, or
the one that's kooky.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kooky. But it was Patty Considine.
Was it really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not sure.
So okay, so don't go see Lucy.
Yeah.
What else did you see this week, Mike?
I saw Black Odyssey, which is
the Odyssey.
Homer's the Odyssey transported to Harlem.
Hmm.
And
who went to that with you?
No one. I couldn't get anybody to see that with me.
Oh,
what was it good?
I didn't. I liked it a lot more than I liked Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that he tried too hard to make to update the Odyssey, and there were certain things that he had a lot of talk amongst the gods and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It just he could have kept that to a prologue, and that's it. And I liked. Excuse me, the what he was trying to say about the Black experience and about ancestry and all of this, and that was really good, but he needed a strong, heavy edit and to rewrite it without so much, because there's a certain thing Poseidon is going on about how he wants to punish Ulysses because he killed Poseidon's son. Uh-huh. Well,
they do it where that Ulysses is coming back from Afghanistan, and so the son is
also takes place in current times.
Yeah, and then it goes back in time, and then it goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, but and they the son is portrayed as a Afghani kid, and it was like you're putting a square peg in a round hole,
yeah.
Kid. You know, let's cut that part. We don't, you know, Cold Mountain. Charles Frazier's book, Cold Mountain, is the Odyssey, and he doesn't do the same. He just,
well, same with Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah,
is that the name of it?
Yeah, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah. He just needed to stick with his thesis and leave the Odyssey behind, and it would have been much, much better.
Mm.
But that was 2.5 hours, and I liked it a hell of a lot more than I liked Lucy. Because by 1 hour, 20 minutes, I was coming out of my skin.
Was there an intermission?
No, it was just 1 hour.
Would you have left if there was an intermission? Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you could, if it was not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
And then you saw a third show this week.
Oh, was this with Maddie this week? Did you see something with Maddie?
Oh, I saw a show with Maddie, The Best We Could at Manhattan Theater Club with Frank Wood and Aya Cash, who are both very good. And it started off very strange because it's one of those things where one of the actresses comes in, okay, let's lower the house lights. Yeah, a little bit more. Okay, mm-hmm. Thanks. That's good. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, so this is this. And, you know, kind of they're doing a our time sort of thing, and no set, but there's a big rug and chairs and stuff, and the stage manager narrator moves the action along, and so it started. I was like, but it works really well, and the ending was, you know, it's like you're like, oh, but then you look at the title, and it's called The Way We Could (). A family tragedy. Well, for those of us who didn't read the full title, we were shocked by the ending.
By the tragedy.
The tragedy part. And that's when Frank Wood and Aya Cash really came in. You're like, why do they do this play? Oh, now I see why they're doing this play.
Oh, so you'd recommend that?
I would recommend. I thought it was a very good play.
How long was it? How many acts?
90 minutes.
Oh, woo! Nice. Our favorite kind of play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I don't know if I'm going. I think Thursday I'm going to see something. I don't know what.
I'm going to see a cabaret on Tuesday, and I might be going to a open mic on Monday, maybe.
Mm. To perform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see The Trees at Playwrights on Thursday. It's a queer thing. If anybody wants to go. Mm-hmm.
The Trees.
The Trees.
Cool. And have you watched RuPaul?
Yeah. I watched it this morning.
Nice. Yeah. And we finally got rid of Spice. Right?
Yeah. Bye, Spice. Yeah.
Yeah. Bye, Spice.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
And
that was fine. I think I have an actual favorite.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Anitra.
Oh, maybe, I like Anitra.
Yeah,
a lot.
She's my favorite.
I mean, it's kind of sad.
I liked her from the
though.
Beginning. Did she win the very first one? Yeah.
She was Walk Fuck a Duck or something.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The problem with it, it's like I would say Anitra might be my favorite, but at the same time, it's a stretch to call her my favorite.
Yeah.
I just don't think this season.
This season is going down in history. Like, no, they're never going to, like, in the next 10 years, they're never going to look back on this season and there's going to be, like, a quote that everybody quotes. Like, no way.
Yeah. I wonder if we just ran out of the good drag queens.
Maybe.
Yeah. And I don't like either of the big girls.
I will say, the Houston
titties.
Is she growing on you? Yeah, I've kind of liked her from the beginning, but I don't think she's going to win, and nor should she.
She's going to win.
Sloppy drag queen.
Yeah. Yeah, her the look that she made was really bad.
Sloppy.
Really bad. Yeah.
And I don't like the two fat ones. Can't stand them either.
Yeah. Oh, I especially hate the Latina.
The one from Houston that's really hideously ugly.
Oh, it's really hideously ugly.
Oh, I mean, there's a reason that human has to do drag.
No,
because
he's like
just so gross.
He's like if a bullfrog was a human. Because there's like, and I'm sorry, but there's no neck, and he's got long hair.
And let's, you know what? Because we're so handsome and attractive, let's put a nose ring in too.
Oh no,
because that's always a turn on.
Because you're like, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You turn unfortunate to squeamish.
Oh, really? Is it one of the, I can't even picture it.
I don't know. Yeah. Anytime that's someone has a nose ring, I just think, what about that do you like?
Yeah. Also, it just seems like, just gets in the way of breathing, like sneezing.
I don't know. I once watched a girl on a train. She had a side nose ring,
uh-huh.
and I watched her take it out, and it looks like you're like really heavily picking your nose.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would anyone intentionally do that?
I don't know.
Your nose can be fun, yes, but
I don't know.
It's just like, I don't know.
No, I don't get it. I do not get it. Well, I don't get the eyebrow ones either.
Oh, I almost got one once.
Yeah.
I can see that actually. Whatever that classic old photo of you is. I could totally see you with an eyebrow ring in that photo.
It was right shortly thereafter. Yeah. I almost got one. I have a nipple ring in that.
Are you wearing a leather jacket? Is that? Yeah.
Yeah. And if you know, if you ever see that photo again, in my pocket is a toothbrush.
Just in case you ended up somewhere that night.
Yeah, needed fresher breath.
Yep.
Who would think that? Well, it's a smoker. He always needed fresher breath.
But the reason I almost got an eyebrow piercing, I was in London and they were popular at the time, and I kept seeing these guys in suits
with eyebrow piercing.
Yeah. I'm like, that looks so cool. Yeah. And I wonder if I got one, it would make me seem taller and better looking. Anyway.
The only facial piercing I ever considered for about a day would have been a stud like below my lip.
Why on earth would you consider that?
I don't know. I can't.
Do you even have pierced ears?
Yeah. But
do you wear earrings?
No, very, very rarely. Yeah. But I think I could still
just get for special like pretty nice.
I guess I should say I rarely wore them when I did wear them. Yeah. I haven't worn earrings and I don't even.
And did you like chandeliers?
Yeah.
Little danglies.
Big danglies.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I used to have one that was a
sparkly
a chainsaw. Tiny chainsaw.
Oh yeah.
I like the big.
No, just little studs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some fake pearls, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you were wearing studs with a string of fake pearls.
No.
And I was like, oh my God.
What is
oh,
this?
Thank you.
That is such a Halloween costume for you.
Yeah. Oh, now I kind of want to have an Easter party and make you dress up like Donna Reed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, you have to tell me a sundress
with baby breath in your hair.
Who's Donna Reed? Is that a singer?
No. She was a TV star. She was in the movies too. Yeah,
first. She won an Oscar for From Here to Eternity playing a prostitute. But
yeah.
Oh, she's the one on the beach.
No.
Oh, that's that movie though, right?
No, that's Deborah Kerr. Yes, that's the Ryan
Johnson
movie.
Okay.
That's Deborah Kerr. And then she went from there. She went and did the Donna Reed show for years on television.
What was it, like a comedy show?
Yeah, it was a sitcom, but she was like the perfect mom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So even though she got her Oscars for playing a prostitute,
she then became.
No,
yeah,
it's
you're one Mary or the other.
That's right. Yeah,
lady on the street, but a freak in the band.
They could either be
the Mother of God or Mary Magdalene.
That's right. Yeah, nice.
Okay, what did you do this week?
Well, I probably just worked. Yeah, I don't think I did really anything too fun.
Wow.
Been checking, not too many night meetings, so I was able to check some movies off the list.
What movies
slowly.
Did you watch?
Well, I took a photo because since it's been 2 weeks. Oh, yeah. Real quick, we should talk. What did you guys do last weekend?
We watched Tar.
Oh.
Well, yeah, we did watch. Okay, let's talk about Tar, and then we can talk about, you know, our road trip.
Well, talk about your road trip first, and then let's talk about movies.
All right, we'll talk about the road trip.
Okay, so last weekend was President's Weekend, and we rented a car, and we went out to Long Island. I have a client in New York.
I'm sorry, it's Long Island.
What did I say? I said Long Island.
No, you said Long.
It's Long. Long.
And we went to my client show in Northport, the John W. Ingeman Theater. It was a fun show.
Yep.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. If you ever get a chance to see a production of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. No.
No.
Oh.
No, it's
Davey Asbeck. Who did The Band's Visit and Full Monty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's a delightful show.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the movie. Did you ever see the movie?
No, is it in movie?
That's a very fun movie.
It's yeah.
Fun
movie. Is Steve Martin?
Yeah.
Steve Martin.
And Michael Caine.
Glenn Headley.
Oh, Glenn Headley. Okay.
Yeah. And we also toured a couple of the Gold Coast mansions.
Mm-hmm.
Guggenheim, former Guggenheim home. And then that guy's name was Otto Kahn.
Ohika
Castle, which is, anyway, he's the guy that the banker in Monopoly is based on, the original builder and owner of the house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's currently a hotel.
Yeah. That was fun. We
had lunch there. Yeah. That was nice. Yeah.
The other one I could have lived without.
Although we got to meet the most obnoxious woman on a tour.
The Guggenheims. Are they Jewish?
The Guggenheims, are they Jewish? You know, my son is getting married here in June.
Is Solomon Guggenheim Jewish? Solomon?
Solomon Guggenheim, yeah.
Is he Jewish?
I'm like...
Did she want him to be or not to be?
Well, she was Jewish. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But and everybody, she was, and were they Jewish?
Everywhere,
really part of their own.
Is this floor original? My son's getting married here.
Oh my
God. Oh, is that door original? My son's getting married here in June. Is this table original? And the tour guide says, oh, we got that table at Bob's Discount Furniture. The best.
I was just gonna say, were your fellow tour mates, were you like giving each other eyes about her?
And her friend was actually, she was there with a friend.
Yeah, she was fine. And the docent was always like, yeah, so I don't really do this very often. So yeah. this I think is a door.
And I was, and so, and she had a list of facts that she could have referred to.
Just chose not to.
And someone asked her if the Guggenheim Museum was the same family.
Uh-huh.
And she had a whole chart of the family tree. And on the chart, there was a picture of the Guggenheim Museum.
And she said she didn't know?
Well, I asked her, like, how long have you worked here? She goes, 15 years.
But she used to work at the gate.
Yeah, she had different jobs. But I'm like... Over 15 years, I think I might learn a few things.
Also, yes, it's the same family. like even if you don't know, it is.
Yeah.
I think
this might have been the Googie Guggenheims. Not the Solomons.
The Googie Guggenheims. So, but I could live without that one. The next day we went to the Ohika, which was a much bigger place, but
it's
much prettier.
It's the second biggest house
in America?
In America, yeah. The biggest one is Biltmore, which was the old Vanderbilt estate.
In
the South.
Tennessee?
No.
Baltimore?
No, South Carolina or North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, it's down there.
Uh-huh.
Which I would love to go tour that sometime.
He loves his old houses.
Yeah, I love his old houses.
Well, and this was kind of interesting because it's currently a hotel.
Right.
So, like, it's got life in it, which was much better than the one the day before. Also, the guy who bought it, like, years ago and then redid it, he's just trying his hardest to figure out some way to make any money off it.
Uh-huh.
So, they do weddings and they do... like meetings,
film shoots.
Yeah, they do a lot of film shoots. Actually, both of them, those kinds of houses. That's what
they did a lot.
Are they on the water?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
The Guggenheim is right on the water. The Okiefa Castle is on a high point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which was also interesting. He kind of built up the hill so that the hill would be bigger for his house.
Mm-hmm.
But on the top floor, they had, which are hotel rooms, but one was like, at one point they were thinking about converting it into condominiums.
Uh-huh.
And there was an apartment that was done in the 80s, I think. I mean, it was nice, but it was 80s.
Yeah. So it's they kept it.
They kept it. Yeah, you can rent it. Yeah, could rent it. But yeah, no, it was fascinating. And the grounds are very beautiful. It would be nice if in the summer.
Yeah.
It would be nice to do
yeah.
a trip out there and see some of these because the gardens are really very nice.
Places.
But
Do you have seafood? Good seafood?
I think our fish and chips were good that day.
The food was fine. The fish and chips were fine. And
how was your soup? I got bisque.
I got clam chowder, I think.
Yeah.
So it was pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
The next day we went at Ojica, the Casa's restaurant.
Which was like, eh.
Yeah, it was like, I just also found them just kind of overpriced.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You know, it was like $25 for avocado toast.
Oh, my God.
On
the island? Yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah. And we stayed at the chalet, which is a very basic kind of a hotel.
It was fine.
Yeah, it's a motel.
Yeah.
But it was very close to the theater.
Mm.
Oh, and nothing. Everything closes up.
For the winter?
No,
or
at night. After the show.
Oh, you had, there was nothing to do?
We went to McDonald's.
We went to a McDonald's drive.
Because that's what you had to have for dinner?
That's the only thing, that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes. What time did the show get out? Like 9?
No, like 10. 10:30.
Okay.
8 o'clock show.
Yeah. So everybody eats before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What kind of car did you rent?
I always...
like the SUVs, right?
I do like a mid-sized SUV, but my car wasn't ready, so they gave me a Jeep Wrangler.
So it was a little on the smaller side than what you usually get?
No, it was bigger.
Oh.
It was huge.
Oh.
It was huge. It was like a very fancy Jeep.
Uh-huh.
Although it's an off-road type vehicle, like the top, you can pop the top
off
stuff. But it was big, you know, it was an expensive car. And we were the very first drivers. Like on the trip out, I was like, where's the odometer? Like, then I finally figured out, oh no, there's only 20 miles on it.
Wow.
And I drove them.
Wow. Cool.
So
well,
it
that sounds
fun.
You know, nice little president's
we'll
weekend.
Do that more than we used to.
I want to go like New Hope.
New Hope. Yeah, no, that's been on our list for a while.
Yeah,
we'll do it.
It's really homosexual. Plus, we can go to Bucks County.
Yeah.
See some of the summer.
Yeah,
they're
run
doing,
into Anakin
what they,
or
what are they doing at Bucks
Leia
County?
I don't know. Is that a theater?
Yeah, Bucks County Playhouse.
Oh.
Pretty much everybody
is
on Broadway has.
Is it in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
It's in Brooklyn. Up by New Hope. They're doing Bridges of Madison County this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And Tick, Tick, Boom.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right.
Any other TV we want to talk about?
Well, we didn't talk about any TV.
Oh, well, we should take a break and then talk
about
TV.
A break.
Well, we are back and we have ordered our dinner.
We ordered dinner, thank God.
From Lally's. We're getting burgers and you're getting a shrimp salad.
A shrimp taco salad and French fries.
I'm interested to see the shrimp taco salad.
Yeah, look, I think it's just going to be a simple salad with shrimp on it.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yep, we will see.
So we're talking about movies.
Or are we talking about TV?
Well, the same thing. What we watch.
We watched
Tar.
Oh, we watched Tar. Yeah.
Great, right?
Cate Blanchett.
I really liked it a lot.
Yeah.
It stuck with me. I was surprised at how meticulous that film was.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I understand its point of view. And it's because I listened to La Culturistas and they were talking about when Matt Rogers was going on about how this is a comedy. And when it starts off,
it's
funny in that first, when he's introducing her.
Yeah.
Oh, at the New Yorker Festival.
And he keeps going on and on and on and on, all of these accolades. And then he says, and she's the youngest EGOT ever. It's like, what? You know, it was just so ridiculous. It was funny. And her at the end, you know, it is so ridiculous that she is conducting this
like high schoolers in Hong Kong or something.
In a video game.
It's video game music.
Yeah.
She's,
yeah.
you know, so there is that absurdity.
Yeah, definitely it's absurd.
But
I'm
not able to quite make out exactly the point of
view. Yeah, I didn't think it was very funny. I thought there were definitely interesting things about it.
Yeah, like a female being Me Too'd, like that's like very unique.
Yeah. Do we have any females who have been Me Too'd?
Megan.
Megan, oh yeah.
Not in like a necessarily like using sex as power way, maybe. I mean, definitely like, you know, like I'm thinking of like that New York Times article about Amy Klobuchar, like throwing brushes at people. So like,
oh yeah, that has not affected her. Yeah.
No. And it also that, yeah. But, yeah. No, I can't, if they have, I'm not thinking of who it is.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. So that was very interesting. I thought
more interesting because it was kind of, you know, I don't need to see another man.
Right.
Yeah. But, it does bring something. And, you know, there is. So here's a question.
But it's also, I mean,
if there's something about a person in power that takes them down these paths where they are, is it about abusing that power?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman.
Yeah.
You know, the opportunities are there to do that.
Yeah, I mean, just what you're saying is we don't get to see very many movies about a female Me Too. But you don't see a movie about a female genius at the top of her.
Yeah, very good point.
Yeah.
Very good point. Yeah. What's that?
It's Alexa. Alexa, stop.
Yeah, I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was good. I thought it was hysterical when she's being a bully to the bully of her kid.
Oh.
And she's like, I am Petra's father.
Yeah.
That was so funny. So that was a funny part.
Get
you. Yeah. Don't tell anyone I said
this. They won't believe you.
Yeah. I'm the adult. Yeah.
I thought it was fascinating that the home with her lover, her wife, was so cold.
Uh-huh.
And then the ratty apartment, which her wife, at the end, she goes, I can't believe you keep that awful place.
Uh-huh.
It seemed really cozy and warm.
Uh-huh.
And she liked spending time there, which made me think she was kind of longing for that coziness. Like her life, her life took her down a path where there was no coziness or warmth.
Yeah.
And like she couldn't have it in herself because I think maybe she would not have the control of the orchestra if she was too cozy and sweet. And, you know, could be true. Could be true.
Yeah.
You know, conductors have to really know what they want. I would love to talk to, our friend Kevin Rhodes, who is a conductor on the international stage, and see if you've met him. Yeah. He's a friend of David's. He was at the bar mitzvah. You don't know him well, but we've met him a couple of times. But to see his reaction to the film, if he felt it seemed true to that world.
Uh-huh.
Not that he seems to be having a wonderful time, but also, you know, he is a very, you know, anytime, you know, you worked with conductors in college, right?
I didn't play in college, but in up through high school.
Yeah. But they have to be very exacting and you know, you have to be able
to
follow them.
I did play in college a little bit, but anyway, okay. Let's see what else I've watched. I watched this documentary, All That Breathes, about rescuing birds in India.
Oh, yeah. I started. I just never.
It was okay. I felt like it was like a little pretentiously shot. I finished today All Quiet on the Western Front. Brutal.
Brutal fucking movie. It's a really well-made film.
It's beautiful, but it is brutal. Yeah. It was like really gorgeously shot. There was one
scene. It's a new movie, right?
Yeah.
There was one scene. I mean, it's war, so there's like all kinds of ways of people dying. And there was one scene where it literally felt like it couldn't have been 5 minutes. It was probably maybe two or three, where this dying person was like gurgling. You know, I eventually had to mute it. I was like, I can't. I was like trying to like listen to it. I was like, I cannot do this anymore. I cannot listen to this anymore. I had to mute it. I watched Black Panther. It was really good.
It was?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot.
The new one or the original?
Yeah,
one?
The Wakanda Forever, the new one.
The new one, yeah.
I watched Blonde. Wow. Terrible.
Oh.
Yeah, I just can't get there.
Unbelievably terrible. You should watch it a little bit.
That's the Marilyn Monroe one?
Yeah, yeah.
And who plays her?
Ana de Armas, whose Cuban accent is definitely audible.
Oh, like, yeah.
She gets nominated for an Oscar.
Exactly. She's fine. You know, she's a good actor, I guess. But I just don't understand how it... Now, the whole, like, Andrea Riseborough being nominated, I could give two shits about any of it, really. But, you know, but, like, now I'm like, oh, no, Ana de Armas is the one who, like, stole that spot.
Well, like, there are two stars that were spots. It's racism. Yeah. I don't know how you can look at it and not just say that it's just racist.
Terrible movie. Terrible. Yeah. I actually kind of want to talk about it when we talk about coffee, so I'll save my thoughts on that.
Okay.
Fire of Love. Whoa.
It's good?
So good.
What is that about?
It's a documentary about these two volcanologists, French volcano scientists.
Okay.
And it's, I think, solely comprised of their own footage of, like, working with volcanoes for their entire, like, working mm-hmm. lives until they died by a volcano.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, the same one. Like, yeah. Oh. It was the stunning, stunning photography. Like, it was amazing. And their story was, I don't know, it was, like, actually kind of a little bit touching, actually. Because, like, they found each other and then they died together, like, doing what they love. Like, uh-huh. Yeah.
It's kind of like that movie about the guy who loved bears.
Grizzly Man. Somehow I thought this, like, that didn't really affect me.
They're pursuing a legitimate science he was like living in a fantasy
plus
world
that movie
where bears were his friend.
No, Fire of Love was really amazing. I feel like I learned a little bit about volcanoes that I never would have known otherwise. And the story was really, really cool. And also what was super fascinating was it took until about the end, but then these two people, I can't remember their names, but they...
Jacques and Mimi.
Well, not quite, but maybe close. except they were from like Alsace-Lorraine, which isn't that like very close to Germany? Yeah. So I feel like their last name was maybe like Franck with like two Ks or something. But anyway...
Thank you for clarifying that.
It might not even be true.
One unknown name with another unknown name. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so they it seemed like it was more towards the end of their career. They became very, very active in trying to work with governments as the technology got better to warn people. Because I guess, you know, for a while, like a volcano eruption, like you legitimately like didn't really know. And so, you know, but the technology got better, you know, and so countries could, you know. And there's a volcano eruption in Colombia, I think in the 80s, where they like so many scientists tried to warn the government and they just totally ignored it. And a lot of people died, mostly from a mudslide, actually, from the volcano. And that you could see how much that like really affected them. And it seemed like it sort of changed their trajectory a little bit for the rest of their lives to like really try to work with governments to be like, you need to, this is when to tell people to evacuate and do it, you know, like, I loved it. I thought it was
great. Last year there was wasn't there some sort of eruption on an island and there were tourists trapped on the island? Yeah.
It was in Hawaii, maybe?
I'm thinking it was Hawaii, but
I don't think it was Hawaii, but
Some Pacific island.
Yeah.
Pacific, yeah.
And Triangle of Sadness.
What's that?
That is Östlund?
Ruben Östlund.
Yeah. Did you see Force Majeure?
Of course.
Yeah. Did you see Force Majeure? The one with the avalanche where the husband like hightails it from his family.
Oh no, I heard about that. Yeah. Is Julia Louis-Dreyfus in that?
In the remake.
She made the remake.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
It's a French movie.
Uh-huh. Swedish.
Swedish. And yeah, he grabs his phone
and runs. Yeah, I thought that's a brilliant movie.
It is brilliant. Yeah. I mean, and then he did The Square,
which I haven't seen.
Which, again, much like the extended scene in the middle of Triangle of Sadness. There's an extended scene in the middle of the square.
Yeah.
Much like the extended scene in Force Majeure when he freaks out.
Yeah.
But in the square, it's a high ticket benefit dinner where there's a performance artist who is, he's performing as a prehistoric man.
Oh, and my God.
So it's, and it goes on for a very long time. When Triangle of Sadness, they get hit rough seas and everybody starts getting sick. And it goes on for a very long time.
So much vomit. It's so unreal. It's unreal.
But it's funny.
It is hysterical. And you like legitimately two or three times think it's over and it is not. It was disgusting, but hysterical.
Yeah.
The movie was probably a little too long and a little too slightly too over the top. I thought Force Majeure was more subtle and I thought worked better, but.
Oh, because also they serve bad fish right before. So they're also
bad
shitty.
Fish and rough seas.
It was a fun movie.
It was fascinating. I really liked that movie.
I think those are my movies. I did pretty good. Yeah.
I don't know what we have to watch before the Oscars. I don't really care.
Well, once it becomes streaming, there are a couple things I want to say. I want to see EO.
Oh, I want to see EO
and
so
it's
bad.
It's supposed to be streaming pretty soon or VOD pretty soon.
What's EO?
EO is about the donkey.
It's from. Is
oh
it
yeah, I definitely want to see.
So
that.
Want to see that movie.
Well, and
I think it's Polish.
Tonight, I want to watch Megan.
Oh, is that out?
Yeah, it's on streaming Peacock now. And I think Megan, I think it'll be good.
Yes. I don't like horror, but I'll do it.
It's
PG-13,
so it's not that bad.
Yeah. It's not gore.
Okay. Yeah. No, that'll be fun. It's supposed to be pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And then we'll kick you out and I'll watch Violent Night, but the killer Santa Claus.
Yeah, I'll be for that.
Maybe we'll have to do an addendum to the end of the show after Megan.
After Megan.
So this is pre-Megan and then after Megan.
BC and BM. BM.
So what are your other movies besides EO?
That I want to watch once they become streaming. I'm trying to hit all the big categories. So I really want to see Women Talking. I hope that I'm able to
see
that before.
That.
Living is not available yet. EO. I mean, the one that I'm not going to care if it doesn't happen is The Whale. But if it does happen, it happens.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
I love Sam Hunter. He wrote it.
Yeah. Oh, the playwright.
And I like the play a lot.
Yeah.
So.
I just don't really like Darren Aronofsky. And it's gotten like really bad reviews. But I think that might be close to it. Yeah. I mean, I've got like the rest of the docs and the... definitely coming to HBO Max soon is All the Beauty and the Bloodshed. That's very high on my list.
Yeah, that's supposed to be great.
Yeah. So there's still a fair number.
And what is that?
That is about Nan Golden, the artist, Nan Golden, who I think after a surgery became addicted to OxyContin and has since used her position in the art world because she's like, you know, she's collected in massive museums. to take down the Sackler family in within the art world.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So she's not single-handedly by any means, but she's why all of these museums are taking the Sackler name off and not taking their money anymore.
Yeah.
I think her organization is called PAIN. I can't remember what it stands for, but
Cool.
Well, that's a lot of movies.
Yeah.
I am so out of the movie loop.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't tell you a movie.
You know EO. You wanted to see EO.
I did want to see EO. Yeah.
Yeah.
But really, you know, Cindy Knight Rider goes to the movies all the time, and she tells me the names of these movies. I have no idea what they are.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Yeah. We used to go to the movies all the time.
Every week.
Yeah.
That's true.
Two or three every single week.
A lot of movie going used to happen. Yeah.
Just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah. I remember having that Stubbs pass that I was using pretty much right up until the pandemic.
Cool. Anything else we're watching? Abbott Elementary, just the regular.
Abbott Elementary, Last of Us. Great show.
Oh, we're really enjoying, what is it, the spy show?
Oh, Slow Horses.
Slow Horses.
I really want to start that.
Gary Oldman
really
is just priceless.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Show. It's a good show. It started off slow, but it picks
it's not
up.
Called Fast Horses, is it?
It picks up steam. It's really fun.
Yeah,
I like that. We watched that, and we watched Acapulco on Apple.
Yeah, I love Acapulco.
We watched last night. We watched A Poker Face, and then we watched Girls Five Ever. We never finished.
Oh, yeah.
Season two.
And I really liked season two.
So we and I had fun watching it, visiting again, because it's going to Netflix.
Right. Yeah.
And the Poker Face was a good one. It had Judith Light and
Esipatha Murkison.
Yes.
Who's that?
She was on Law and Order for years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a really good one.
My it's a half hour, right?
No.
Oh, it's an hour.
Yeah,
oh, well,
42 minutes.
My hour show is still Flossie Burden because I've been on a movie kick, so I have to finish that. But my half hour show is Kunk on Earth.
Oh, is it good?
It is so funny. It is so funny. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
It's on Netflix. It's like a satire of like historical documentaries. By I believe her name is Diane Morgan. She plays the character Philomena Kunk, who's like the interview. She's going through the man's existence, human's existence. It's really funny. I highly recommend it, and you'll know within 5 minutes if it's a show for you. And if it is a show for you, it is very for you.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually have several half hours we're going through.
Yeah.
There's
Acapulco.
The one in Toronto.
We still have a couple of those left. We have a couple of, or one more of Our Flag Means Death.
That's on my list. Yeah.
I think so. We finished Extraordinary.
That's on my list.
So good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It's really good. I really hope they bring that back for the second season, because that was fun. Abbott Elementary. Mm-hmm. Oh, we watched a couple of episodes of Parenthood.
The Dax Shepherd.
That's a great show.
I didn't realize it was the same
as Friday Night.
Katims, whatever. Yeah.
Katims. Are we interested in seeing what's the one with the guy from How I Met Your Mother?
Neil Patrick Harris?
No, Jason Segel.
Eventually. You just can't see him all the time.
It's true.
There's a lot on Apple.
Yeah, there is a lot on Apple. Yeah, typically, and Ted Lasso is coming back before too long, right?
March 13th.
As well as The Morning Show.
Oh, The Morning Show's the best? Yeah.
Tig Notaro's on it.
And so is John Hamm's going to be
on. Oh, yeah. So they really lean in on the comedy.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe they are realizing that that's how that show should go.
Yeah.
Maybe they hired fourth graders this year to write it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I think that's all for TV.
I saw Tig Notaro on an interview, maybe with Seth Meyers, and she says, "Yeah, I do these shows, and if I see like the director, like we're on set and he's walking towards me, I always say, 'Stop right there. I just feel I need to tell you that I don't have a lot of range.'"
Although, man, did you ever watch her show, One Mississippi?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
So good.
It's only two seasons.
Okay, and it's a half hour, right?
It's a half hour. Oh, it is really good.
Yeah, okay.
Amazon?
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, so. I started watching the fourth season of Borgen. Oh, my God, I love that show so much.
Danish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Much better than The Recruit.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I watched that whole fucking thing.
I watched The Ritz when you were at the play this week.
Oh, yeah.
And it was on AMC. And we watched it at some point, but boy, this was a much clearer picture. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
So
it's Rita Moreno.
Googie Gomez, I think is her name.
Yeah. She's pretty funny in that.
She's very
not
funny.
Googie Guggenheim.
No, that must have been where I got Googie from. Yeah. Shall we talk movie school?
Movie school.
That's what's left.
We watched Pam Grier, coffee, blaxploitation, kind of like the beginning of the blaxploitation.
Yeah, it's a couple of few years into it.
Maybe it was
when it was the female taking the lead in blaxploitation.
Which were low budget films. They were built, they were written for the black audience during the 70s, because in the 70s there was the white flight where white people moved out to the suburbs, but they still had these big theaters in the cities, and they decided, well, you know what, let's write some movies for the black population.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what that the blaxploitation movies grew out of economically. And this is one of Pam, I think it's Pam Grier's first time. Well, she had big roles in parts, but where she is the lead, she's the titular character.
It's like she's on the poster. Like, the whole movie is hers. Yeah.
And I got to say, I was really surprised by all the nudity.
Well, so I was doing a little research. So that's like, that's a key part of exploitation films.
Yeah.
And obviously this is a genre of an exploitation film.
He's not right there, is he?
Oh, I don't know.
Our food just arrived.
No.
Nope, okay. He's not here yet.
Uber violence, uber nudity, uber sex, uber lasciviousness. So that's kind of where that's why I thought it was kind of interesting to watch. So coffee is like totally empowered though. She's like, the whole time she's completely in control. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe there's a few times when she's not. She gets like,
yeah, but she is the protagonist. Yeah, she's the titular character. She is the protagonist. It is her story.
Yeah, right.
And she is she plays the part of a nurse whose sister, did her sister die?
No, she's just like,
she's just, but she got, she
addicted
was
addicted to cocaine. Yeah. And
you don't need any cash. It's all paid.
Oh.
And it's called the internet, Mike.
Internet runs on credit cards.
Yeah, and so she's like vigilante justice for people sister. In the drug trade. Yeah. For her sister. And then there's like all these like ins and outs. You know, she like gets involved with this like pimp who's also in the drug trade, and then that spirals into like lots of other things. But yeah, but it was really interesting. It was really like kind of interesting to watch sort of how, just fascinating, like the entire movie with little exception was black actors.
Yes.
And so they like, cause I was reading a little bit about why some people thought that like blaxploitation films were just like feeding into the stereotypes. But in this movie, I was like, but they were everybody. So like they you saw like the whole of humanity, because they played almost everybody.
The only like, black character in the movie was the stereotypical one. That,
right.
No.
And
everyone.
In fact, like the handful of white people were also all stupid idiots.
Oh, well, like, actually, you know, that's like, kind of one of the fun things about the movie. And I think this carries through the blaxploitation films, is that the white people are really stupid.
Dumb. Yeah. And so then I was thinking like, well, then I was like considering Blonde, and I was like, now that I kind of have like a very small taste of what an exploitation film is, I was like, there's no way that I could see Blonde as anything but an exploitation film. And I was like, but like
exploitation.
Yeah. Cause the movie was like, it was like so much gratuitous nudity. Obviously there was drug use. There was like, it was lots of like sex, like, you know, it was just like a very exploitational film, like revolving around Marilyn Monroe. But there was nothing about her that was empowered at all.
Yeah.
And it was just a terrible, terrible film. And I was like, could have learned a lot from coffee.
and that was kind of what Pam Grier, that's why she's a star, is because she could actually do that. And, you know, people believed her, you know.
Yeah.
She was, you know, women didn't get roles like she plays in this movie.
Yeah.
They were, you know, there's whole movies where they make fun of the fact that women are just rescued.
Right.
This was not her. She was she was taking down the bad guys left and right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good film.
Throwing
I'm glad
salad,
you
having bitch fights.
Oh, yeah.
I think you need some salad.
And then you think it's just lettuce, and then you're like, oh no, there's the dressing.
There's
<I'm> like, So I feel like very good, you know, off the cuff movie school choice, John.
Oh, thank
this,
you.
Yeah, because that
was
like,
kind of curious
yeah.
what you would think about.
Yeah,
I
really liked it.
Because of the nudity and the violence, but the violence is quite extreme.
Oh, yeah,
as
and
well.
Sometimes it was like there was a lynching. Yeah, is that considered a lynching?
I did not like watching that.
Yeah, no, that was really hard. Yeah, that was like really brutal.
Yeah, actually, what prompted me to do this is I listened to the podcast about Pam Grier.
Yeah, which is a really great podcast.
Yeah,
it was a good series.
Yeah,
yeah.
But they talked about how that lynching played in the black audience, but the black people, they've been living with lynching.
Yeah.
Wasn't news to them,
right.
You know, it was part of their lives.
Yeah.
And so it was, I think, you know, they enjoyed seeing, you know, someone come to their defense in response to this lynching as opposed to just nothing happening.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah. Yeah, no, I thought, I mean, there was, even though it was a tight hour and a half, which I love, at a certain point, at one point I was like, oh, okay, this is dragging just a little bit, but no, on the whole, I really liked it and felt like the gratuitousness of the violence and the nudity was like not actually gratuitous. It was like, it served a purpose.
Yeah.
Whereas like in Blonde, it did not. Like,
yeah. Okay.
Cool.
What's next week?
Well, we have a minute and a half, so
okay.
We're going to take a break and we'll figure out our next move.
So our options are classic, international, and
contemporary.
Well,
I chose last week.
Yeah.
Let's
go with a classic.
Okay. All right. Quite a pair. Chicks and Flicks, comedy 60 style, New Hollywood, Creature Feature, Conan O'Brien, funny and smart,
uh-huh.
Red Scare, Bad Boys, Bad Girls, Bad Government, rom-coms, That's So Epic, It's a Musical.
All right, well, let's see just how funny and smart these funny and smart people
are.
Yeah,
there you go. Good one.
Well, The Apartment came from this category.
Okay.
Racism or capitalism?
Ooh, well, we just kind of dealt with racism,
so
should
capitalism.
We go with capitalism?
We're going to do The Graduate.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, so The Graduate, 1967, directed by Mike Nichols, the disillusioned college graduate finds himself torn between his older lover and her daughter, starring Dustin Hoffman, Anne Bancroft, Catherine Ross, William Daniels, 7 Oscar nominations. Mike Nichols won.
Mike Nichols.
Okay.
It's on Amazon.
Great.
Nice.
We have one word for you. Plastics.
Plastics.
Will we know from
Do we not? No one knows this movie? Okay, never mind.
From that description, I'm like, I don't remember this movie
I kind
at
of feel
all.
Like
has,
I maybe have seen it too, but it's been
you might
so
not.
Long.
It has a number of very, very famous scenes.
Yeah.
And it has a great ending.
Okay. And this is the movie that was Mrs. Robinson written for this movie?
Yeah.
Or just,
yes.
Okay. Okay. That I did know. Okay. Or
so,
at least I knew that it was associated with this film. Okay.
So,
cool.
You're trying to seduce me, Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Anne Bancroft. And Anne Bancroft was only like
3 or 4 years older,
than Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, than Dustin Hoffman. And she's playing the older,
mom. But Anne Bancroft is just perfection. As much as I feel the same way about Anne Bancroft as I feel about Jack Lemmon.
Is Anne Bancroft, was she married to Mel Brooks?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, got it.
That's her.
Okay.
That's her.
All right.
Great.
Well, we will be back next week. Well, maybe we'll be back in a moment after we watch Megan.
Yeah, maybe we'll be back in the AM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.